What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 44 of the Car 5 podcast. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about how James Bond is yet again getting another toy from Aston Martin. This time, it's an electric vehicle, and it happens to be an electric version of the Rapide. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So what's going on with this brand new Rapide E from Aston Martin? Well, for James Bond, things are about to take quite the turn, you see, because he's used to driving V8s and V12s that are some of the most beautiful sounding engines that have the most amazing exhaust note. But like everyone else and all the other automotive manufacturers, we're all adapting to the hybrid in the upcoming electric markets. Thus, the very first electric vehicle from Aston Martin was born, and they decided to do it with a Rapide, and they're calling it the Rapide E. So, Mr. Bond, you got some adjusting to do for these next few years coming out. So let's go ahead and look at some of these details. First and foremost, I personally think this, we'll call it this E look from Aston Martin, looks astonishing. It looks absolutely amazing. It's so beautiful. It's so sleek. It's so sexy. It's so aggressive. In fact, the entire underbody and exterior of the Rapide E is designed to be optimally aerodynamic. Along with that, due to the assistance of some newly designed aluminum wheels, the entire car is going to be achieving elevated levels of efficiency. It's going to have additional performance, better aerodynamics, and you're going to have frictional loss, which is going to be huge. All of these things are going to be necessary for an electric vehicle to have great performance and to be relatively fast, because keep in mind, electric vehicles are naturally going to weigh a little bit more because of those big heavy battery packs, depending on which ones you use. But all in all, I mean, for Aston Martin to come out with a Rapide E, and this is like a first shot, as you will, look wise and exterior wise absolutely knocks it out of the park. I mean I wouldn't have guessed this is an electric car, but we'll keep on diving in. You can hear some of the performance aspects. The Rapide E is getting its power from an 800 volt electrical architectural battery, and it's actually also powering two rear mounted electric motors in the rear of the car. So this 800 volt electrical architectural battery actually sits in a carbon fiber in a Kevlar case, which once the 6 liter V12 sat. So it sits directly in the front of the car. This battery is going to give you 603 horsepower and 700 foot-pounds of torque, which means your 0 to 60 is going to be in the sub 4-second range. We don't have an exact time yet. And the top speed is limited to 155 miles an hour. But here's the crazy part about all this. Are there other cars that are faster out there? Yes, absolutely. 50 to 70 miles per hour on this vehicle is achieved in 1.5 seconds. Remember, this is electric. So that 700 foot-pounds of torque, it's that fast. This is where electric vehicles are taking over performance, because it's like a light switch. It's just on. Very interesting. Very interesting. I would love to see how this car compares to other electric vehicles when it's actually full production and it's out on the streets. I do have a direct quote from Aston Martin here. They're saying, the Rapide E has been designed to enhance and build on the feel, character, and delivery of the V12 engine Rapide AMR. To ensure this, meticulous attention has been paid to the development and tuning of both the electric powertrain and the chassis across all three driving modes, resulting in an agile, controlled, and beautiful balanced drive. So basically what they're saying is, just because this is an electric Aston Martin, it's still gonna feel and perform like it's the V12. Honestly, it's probably gonna perform a lot better because it's just gonna have updated technology and it's gonna have that electric assistance for that extremely fast response time. But they're saying and they're promising, don't let the electric version fool you into thinking this is not gonna be an Aston Martin. All in all, I think this is great. I think for their very first electric vehicle, Aston Martin absolutely knocked this thing out of the park. Like I said earlier, it's beautiful, it's sexy, it's sleek, it's aggressive, it's obviously very fast, and I can't wait to see what Aston Martin comes out with next, because if this is their very first shot at an electric car, Well done. This thing's beautiful. Of course, when further news comes out and services, I will let you guys know about it. But that's actually all we have for now for specifications, details, and leaks about the Aston Martin Rapid E. And ladies and gentlemen, that concludes episode number 44. Don't forget to like on Facebook, follow on Instagram. If you like the YouTube video and you like the channel, go ahead and leave a like and hit the subscribe button. Anything you guys ever need from me, don't hesitate to ask. I'm here for you guys. Just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to tune in June 7th, episode number 45. We're going to be talking about my favorite car, an Aventador, which is now coming out as a hybrid that has over 1,000 horsepower. I can't even imagine that. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in, and please remember to drive safe. Have a fantastic evening. Thank you.